Body parts. I'm not going to talk about every body part in this lesson. For information concerning detailed body parts, I would suggest a book that is solely covering body parts. Instead, we are going to cover various types of conversations and sentences most commonly used in standard English communication. Let's first list the different body parts I will cover in this lesson. Arm. Forearm, elbow, wrist, hand, finger, knuckles, leg, calf, thigh, knee, ankle, toes, head, ear, mouth, nose, eyes, neck, chest, stomach, back, groin, butt, shoulder. The arm area. Here's a list of sentences most commonly used. My arm hurts. Remember, you can change the word of arm to any of the other body parts. My wrist is sore. I sprained my wrist while I was playing tennis. Sprain is to hurt the ligaments of a joint. It is different than breaking a bone. Breaking a bone is hurting the bone itself, and sprain is hurting the tissue that connects the bone. I can't bend my elbow that well. Your fingers are so long. My fingers are short and stubby. I like to crack my knuckles. My grandmother has arthritis, so she can't move her hands well. I got a flu shot on my arm yesterday. I hate people who don't wash their hands after going to the bathroom. I broke my finger when I fell down the stairs. Body parts. Leg and head area. The leg area. I went jogging yesterday, so my legs are all sore. Your legs will be very sore after you go skiing. I hate it when I get cramps. I usually get cramps on my calf. I banged my toe against the coffee table. These shoes hurt my feet a lot. I got a bruise on my thigh after he gave me a Charlie horse. Charlie horse is most widely used to describe as stiffness or muscle ache of the upper leg after being hit. So if I hit someone in the thigh, then that is called giving someone a Charlie horse. I banged my knee against the door and it hurts. I got this scar on my knee when I was little. Twisting your knee is so painful. I broke my ankle playing volleyball. My ankle was swollen after I sprained it. I like shoes that support my ankles. The head area. My ears are so cold. My nose turns red when I'm cold. I always get a runny nose during the winter time. I get a runny nose during allergy season. Your whole face is turning red. I usually turn red when I drink alcohol. Don't pick your nose. My eyes are itchy. I have a cold sore on my lips. I have a canker sore in my mouth. I hit my head on the desk after picking up a pen. How did you get a black eye? What happened to your face? How did you get that cut on your cheek? Did you have acne problems when you were young? Acne is another terminology for pimples. I used to get a lot of pimples when I was young. My mouth always waters when I smell steak. I got my ear pierced yesterday. Body parts. Body area. The body area. I got a whiplash after the car accident. My father hurt his neck when he turned his head too quickly before sneezing. He has a big Adam's apple. Adam's apple is the bump in the neck most common among guys. I've been getting chest pain recently. When I get asthma, it feels like someone is pressing on my chest and squeezing my lungs. Asthma is a respiratory disease that makes it difficult to breathe. He bumped me on my shoulder as he was walking by. I feel like a big load has been taken off my shoulder. He has broad shoulders. Many girls like guys with broad shoulders. I want to get rid of the fat on my stomach. I have a beer belly. Beer belly is a terminology used to describe a stomach that sticks out from excessive beer drinking. I get a stomach ache if I eat spicy food. I have an upset stomach. My stomach hurts. You must be hungry. I can hear your stomach rumble. I want a six-pack. Six-pack is a terminology used to describe a flat stomach with six or eight lines showing the muscle lines. You can also use washboard. His stomach is like a washboard. He hit me in the groin. Groin is the area between the legs. It can also mean the crotch area, but crotch is more specific to the personal area, where groin can mean the general vicinity. Vicinity means area. I pulled my groin when I was doing sprints. Sprint is running as fast as you can. She has such a big butt. Her butt is so flat, though. If you go snowboarding, your butt will hurt the next day.